brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another week of transmission against tyranny. You have found at the front lines in the info war. We are desperately attempting to alert not just the people of the United States, but the people of the planet to one of the latest attempts at global domination that we've seen in history. This one, a corporatocracy, a type of high-tech technocratic oligarchy that calls itself the New World Order. It is inherently anti-human. Its base ideology, its core driver is eugenics. And we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. The top legal advisor and constitutional law scholar, Bruce Fine, will be joining us for 30 minutes at the start of the third hour today. But in the balance of the broadcast, we're going to cover incredibly important news and take your phone calls. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night on the Sunday edition and certainly enjoyed being on with their weekend host, a very, very informative, very, very smart guy. I want to get him on as a guest, Rob Simone. They have just amazing fill-in host as well over there. So I want to thank them for having me on to cover, of course, the incredibly important National Defense Authorization Act. I opened the phones up yesterday on the Sunday show from 4 to 6 and took a lot of calls from police and military, all of which that called in were very much against using the military on the streets of America. But the NDAA 2012 that they've passed and now is going to go on to the president is far worse than just that. It declares the whole world a battlefield, basically declares war on the whole planet. Quite a unilateral declaration of war, which is what eugenics really is. And it allows, of course, the secret arrest and internment of the American people. Anybody who ever made fun of us for talking about FEMA camps and the Emergency Centers Establishment Act and the executive orders because they hadn't looked at the facts, well, they can't really laugh at us now, can they? In fact, they should be thanking us for warning them and asking us how we knew. But instead, it's, well, you're still kooks. Yeah, they're announcing a global bank of the world we'll all pay our taxes to that engineered the collapse. And yeah, they're setting up FEMA camps. And yeah, they're saying they want to start arresting citizens. And the TSA is setting up checkpoints on highways. But you're still bad. It'd be like an NFL football player who played 20 seasons and never lost a game. An NFL quarterback who made two or three touchdowns per game. And it'd be like the media saying he's the worst football player ever. He's scum. He wins every Super Bowl 20 years in a row. Most valuable player. That's what the Patriot movement is. Absolutely right. Absolutely full of courage. Day one doing the research. Day one warning people. Day one for 50 years or more being attacked, demonized, killed, imprisoned. Because the Federal Reserve took over in 1913. It's just been absorbing the rest of the country. We were an incredibly free nation. And now here we are down the road. Last 50 years or so has really been the acceleration of it. And they've totally engineered our society. And you couldn't recognize it from what it was 50 years ago. Basic liberties are anathema and are the enemy in the culture. Private property is the enemy. The family is the enemy. And every form of degeneracy and weakness and fraud is like ambrosia or the ether in which we're supposed to swim. But for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. We are that reaction to this tyranny. We are the counter-revolutionaries. We are the restorationists here trying to bring our republic back. All right, it's all coming up today. I've got incredible news on Iran, unbelievable news on the economy, the TSA. Newt Gingrich is to get endorsed by Herman Cain. Why not be endorsed by Beelzebub, another confirmed liar? We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, GCNLive.com.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. It is another live transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're a new listener, this radio show is not left-wing or right-wing. We are constitutionalist. We believe in liberty and freedom and due process. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, there is no better document or group of documents. There is no political system that has ever created so much wealth and freedom and dignity as what our republic has basically brought in. You judge a tree by its fruits. Now, we never fully realized the promises of the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, and Bill of Rights, but we went further than any other nation ever has. And so the bounty was so giant that we became absolutely slack-jawed and decadent. And we are waking up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered, as Thomas Jefferson warned we would, to the private banking cartels. And now we are here at the very end of the collapsing republic, and things are just going to go downhill from here very, very quickly if we don't put the brakes on, and it may be too late. But if you're going to go ahead and slide down a cliff, you might as well try to grab hold of the side and slow your descent, or hopefully not fall all the way and just break your leg on a ledge and then wait for help. We know that if the New World Order is fully brought into fruition, it is not going to be a pretty sight. Now, let me just do this. I'm going to do what I did yesterday because I think it was very informative, at least in the first hour and a little bit into the second hour. I'm going to open the phones up just for police, current police, and military. I would like to hear from you. Are you going to go along with what we see happening? Major banks taking houses they don't even have the deeds to, and in some cases they don't even own and never had a deed to. Just houses that they have no claim to, knowingly taking them. Are you going to set up checkpoints as local police become more and more federalized under FEMA and the 10 regions and the threat fusion centers? Are you going to take blood draws at checkpoints on the highways as the federal government is financing police departments across the nation to do? Are you going to take part in the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act for forced inoculation? By the way, you're going to be forced to take a bunch of shots as well, a bunch of deadly vaccines that have been proven to be very dangerous by design. Are you concerned enough to even have the courage to call in? Because I talked to a lot of police and people off record. And they're like, I'd call in when I see cops on the street or across the country, wherever I go. They'll come over and, hey, I like your show. A lot of the people, you know, at the headquarters, at the office like you, but we're just, you know, scared to stick our heads up. If you can't stick your head up because you know everything's spied on, everything's monitored, if you can't even take the step of calling in, we had police calling in yesterday, and they're like, yeah, I know everything's listened to, and everything's put in the database. It's just amazing, Alex. So it is true. To call in, because a lot of you are sitting in your squad car, and you're saying, I'm not going to call in. Phones are all listened and tracked and traced. They'll know I'm calling into a show. Wow, you really live in a free country. You can't call into a talk radio show. See, right there is total proof of what we are and what we've become. Because I run into police all the time, or they write me letters with a general return address, and they break down the fact that they know everything's surveilled and that we're living in a police state. Well, so what? We're not the bad guys. If the system wants to come get me, come get me. Here I am. And I'm not saying bring it on, like George Bush said. I'm just here doing my job, telling the truth, not selling out, standing up for free humanity. I know who the criminals are. We've proven who the criminals are. I'm going to go through more evidence backing up everything we've said today, just pouring out right now. But you have a decision to make. There are really no countries in history, in modern history, in the last 200 years or so, where the government puts on paper that it can secretly arrest you and disappear you and torture you and kill you. Because you add this new bill in with the past bills and with what Obama put out last Monday with his lawyers saying, we don't need this bill. We can kill Americans whenever we want. No judge, no jury. I don't need Congress to launch a new war. Remember that with the Libya situation months and months ago. This is a time when the system is just overthrowing the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And when I get calls and emails and see comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, it's the vast minority, but we also got this when we sent Darren McBreen and John Bowne out on the streets last Friday for the nightly news. I played a clip of this last night. And two or three people they ran into, the vast majority were awake and concerned, veterans and others, about obviously having the military involved in the streets. If that isn't bad enough, by the way, we'll secretly arrest you and you'll just disappear into a black hole. And by the way, the whole world's a battlefield now. They just declare unilateral war on the whole planet. Congress just says, here's all our authority, take it. But the minority says, well, I have nothing to hide. I've done nothing wrong. I'm a good guy. What foolish, ignorant, childlike people. Those are famous last words. If a home invader comes in your house and ties you up and rapes your wife in front of you before beating your children's brains out, I mean, how could that happen? You didn't do anything wrong. If your house burns down because you left the fireplace, too full of wood, and coals jump out while you're at the store or whatever, and your house burns down, I mean, how could that happen? You're not a bad person. You know, that's the same thing with the teenage girls and young women that would get in the car with Ted Bundy over and over again. He was wearing a suit. He looked non-threatening. It was a cute little yellow car. And he admitted he got it because it was cute. Oh, I mean, this can't be a serial killer. He's driving a yellow Volkswagen Beetle. He's wearing a nice little tweed suit. Oh, the big megabags couldn't hurt us. They're old men with bald heads who walk with a limp. They're non-threatening. I mean, Hitler, he's a military, highly decorated, got the Iron Cross First Class. That's the Congressional Medal of Honor in Germany. Well, they had like 10 classes of it in World War I. He had Iron Cross First Class. He must be a good guy. People ask how Hitler got elected. Well, I mean, he was a Congressional Medal of Honor winner. That's how he got elected. He was a message runner for 2 years in World War I, nerve gas repeatedly. He'd run across enemy lines over and over again. When the lines were intertwined to deliver messages. That's why he was a multi-time Iron Cross winner. Of course, he was a bad guy. But wait a minute, he's a Congressional Medal of Honor winner in Germany. He can't be bad. It's the same thing over and over again. 100% this country has terminal cancer. Terminal political cancer, and it may be too late to remove it now. You know, more and more, I'm doing research and just getting prepared to shift into totally remnant defensive mode. And I'm not happy about that, believe me. I mean, at a certain point, I'm going to have to tell folks to go ahead and start digging in. Go ahead and get firearms. Go ahead and get ready. I'm not pleased about this. We knew this was coming. It is what it is. It is what it is. I mean, the government declares war on the Constitution. I'm not just saying that. This is war against the Constitution, war against our freedoms, war against our founders' ideals, war against everything our veterans have fought and died for, declares worldwide war, sells torture, and everything is great. And all of us have a decision to make what side we're going to be on. You have a decision. And they're going to run the PSYOPs where the rollout of the military and the rollout of the FEMA camps is going to look like it's to help the public. And the military is going to restore order. And the military is going to stop hordes of welfare people burning down cities. And it's after all of that comes that then they start arresting people. And even if you've got a tyranny, if as long as there's still courts, you've got a chance. But when they start talking like this, you don't have a chance. You can't go to the FEMA camp. You can't disappear into a black hole. And at that point, everybody has a right and a duty. If you were in Soviet Russia, Nazi Germany, Maoist China, America can't go this way. We can't just bend over the barrel and say, have your way with us. Can't do it. And you've got to think about these scenarios, but never draw first blood. Never, if you're in some group, you know, military training group or whatever, where people come shooting their mouths off about offensive operations, that's 100% a Fed trying to set you up or a foreign asset or a mercenary. No, you are above board. This needs to be above board, preparing to defend the Republic, period. And that's it. And you never draw first blood and you never are offensive. Now, once somebody attacks you, it's a different story. But we're in an info war, and there's been a lot of cases in history where right when things get bad, things can turn around. There's a lot of different scenarios. There's a lot of other sub-level elites that don't like what's happening. They could get together, turn the tide. The system could realize they're not going to be able to carry this out, do their breakdown actuaries and realize they're not going to win. There's a lot of things that could happen. But you've got to understand that the situation we've reached. Look, I've got World War III news with Iran. I've got all this police state news. I've got economic news. It's all off the charts. Then I'm going to open the phones up for police and military. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Optics Planet, the go-to store for everything tactical, military, survival, and hunting, has redefined member privileges with a new exclusive online store featuring discounts too large to show the public. Optics Planet is proud to present DVOR.com. That's DVOR.com. DVOR is a members-only store with limited-time deals, not normally found at Optics Planet. We're talking 3 days or less. We're talking exclusive. We're talking up to 90% savings on the gear you want and need. DVOR.com. Are you a member yet? The prices on DVOR are so low our vendors won't let them be posted publicly, so you have to sign up to see the deals. Now through December 23rd, use the coupon code RADIO to save $10 off your first purchase at DVOR.com, or use the coupon code GCN to save 5% off most purchases at OpticsPlanet.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when.
Okay.
I'm stuck in
Let me just run over a smattering of the news. Then we'll go to your phone calls. Then I'll go back into all this in detail. But if you are police or military, there's no longer any denial. I'd like to hear from you about the fact that from Europe to the United States, from Canada to Australia, every Western country is fully overthrowing the Magna Carta. The Magna Carta is the basis of all of this common law. You can just type in Magna Carta overturned by judge, and you'll see articles all over England and Australia and New Zealand where they say the Magna Carta is dead. They're flaunting it. Obama became the head of the UN Security Council in violation of Article 1, Section 9. Never happened. Total violation of federal law and the Constitution for the president to be the head of a foreign body. It's happening. They are breaking our laws in front of us to set the precedent while throwing unconstitutional laws at us, throwing the book at the general public. Now, I've always told you they want to use the military. They want to secretly arrest us. Why? The globalists want to dominate. America is the prize, the biggest military, the wealth, everything. So while they've been sucking the wealth out of us, they've been setting up this global control grid. And now they know that we're awake to this and that we're going into a final phase, so they've set up Homeland Security. You know, police send me emails and call the show they did yesterday, and they talk about how ridiculous it is that the feds come in and say, you know, in the old days, we dealt with, shoplifters and crime and stuff like that. You will deal on a daily basis with truck bombs, improvised explosive devices, and Patriot groups shooting you. Now, today, that's ridiculous. That's one out of a million. But in a way, it's twisted and true. Because as the criminal government wages war against the people and has set up the architecture of their attack profile against veterans, retired police, conservatives, you're all in a database. It's on record. Just get ready for it. As this happens, as you become a persecuted class, they know large portions of you are actually going to fight back. And so instead of having to stage terror attacks like Oklahoma City, you're actually going to fight them. And, of course, they'll blow up some daycares and stuff like Oklahoma City to blame you for it, for PSYOP. But most of it's just going to be people that, well, I'm not going to sit here in my house and wait for them to come confiscate my guns. I'll just go out and face them. I mean, you don't sit there in your house once this stuff kicks off. Okay, but we're trying to stop that. I'm talking about this because that's what comes next. I keep telling you, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I keep taking you right down to Z. And right now, we're down to basically down to Q or so. I mean, Z is not a nice place to be. Z is like living under Mao Zedong during his heyday. It's about like living in 1943 Germany. And people ask, well, why would elites do this? Because they're so full of arrogance, chutzpah, bravado, whatever you want to call it, hubris. I mean, why did Corzine make a 40-to-1 bet with people's private bank accounts on MF Global? Because they're crazy. They're out of control. They're nuts. They're bold. They've gotten away with so much. Anybody who studied criminology knows this. Once a criminal gets away with things over and over and over again, they get out of control. They start thinking they're invincible. Why have I harped to police and military all these years? I'm getting chills right now. Because I studied history. I studied criminology. I started studying it because I thought it was entertaining when I was like 12 years old. Yeah, I was a jock who liked to read history books because they were laying around the house. And I picked them up and like, wow, this is really entertaining. All these battles and secret police and subterfuge groups and secret societies and German history and World War II and Confederate history and Northern history and Byzantine history and Japanese history. And then I went to college and they're like, world government's good and it's taking over. Your guns are bad. Your family's bad. And I'm like, I read about this. This sounds like Hitler. This is eugenics. I mean, I knew it because I'd read hundreds of history books. And then I got into reading books about criminals and psychopaths. First, I was reading books about gangsters and bank robbers. And then I started reading books about psychopaths. I started watching court TV with Jeffrey Dahmer trial. And I just got into this and I learned about the world. Most people know about football or whatever. I know about the world. And I'm going to ask you, police and military, you're where the rubber's going to meet the road. Is there anything you won't do? Is there any order you won't follow? Is there any line in the sand? Do you get what I'm saying? Here's the number. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now I'm going to come back, hit the basic news, then go to your calls, and then start going back into it in more detail. Because the Iran situation They're talking about shutting down the Strait of Hormuz. You name it right now. We'll be right back. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full-acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Calling in. I know that obviously you gentlemen and ladies are normally working during the weekday show. Weekday show is probably twice as big as the Sunday show, but I still love the Sunday show. It reaches over a million people, about a million and a half or so. But I've always noticed during the weekday broadcast, it's harder to get police and military to call in because they're working. But we do have one military, current serving military, and one police officer on hold. I'm going to get to you here in just a moment. But others need to call in. You need to call in if you're on your donut break or whatever. And you need to get past the fear that, oh, my gosh, you know, this is all data-based, which it is. We need to be honest about that. You know what? If you get fired because they've got a database and you called into a talk radio show when you were off work. See, that just illustrates what I'm talking about. Of course, the truth is it just goes into a database. We need to be honest about how much trouble this country's in. Only by being honest about it can we turn this around. It's your First Amendment right But it does show the chilling effect that's out there today. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Okay, let me just go over the news I have today. I mentioned this yesterday when it was in the New York Times, and I was expecting this to happen because when Fast and Furious came out earlier in the year, CBS 60 Minutes did a whitewash and said it was a few gun shops where they allowed guns to be sold to cartels to track them. Of course, it turned out it was already in federal court. That's why CBS did the whitewash, that they were shipping tens of thousands of guns into Mexico, Honduras, but also Illinois, Indiana, California, Texas, Florida, to drug gangs to kill the competition that didn't launder its money through globalist banks. And it's all on record, the big banks laundering hundreds of billions a year. You want an example? You're a new listener? Wachovia, Wells Fargo last year admitted they laundered $376 billion in 2 years. Okay, it's a $500 billion a year, but that was their cut. And they didn't get any trouble for it. You know, there's a federal regulation that allows foreign drug dealers to invest in the stock market. The head of the New York Stock Exchange back in 99, Richard Grasso, I have the Reuters article somewhere around here. I've done shows on it. He went and was photographed with the head of the FARC saying, invest with us all your cocaine money or we'll have you invaded. The head of the FARC said no. It took them a year to kill him, but they did bomb him and kill him. And, of course, U.S. Special Forces went in, and they've got GPS planes that spray only the coca fields they don't own. It was a giant covert invasion to try to keep the prices up. Oh, you bet. Our military's there to enforce a $500 billion a year drug traffic into this country. Marijuana, cocaine, and heroin. They really hate methamphetamine because they can't control it. That's something the local police make money off of. Yeah, I see cases where sometimes little bitty towns have, you know, 20, 30 meth labs. Oh, and the police don't know. Of course, it'll also fry your brain and absolutely kill you. Speed kills. All this stuff's horrible. I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying you make this stuff illegal, and it allows massive profits to corrupt your police, which is the plan. It's how the British took down the Chinese. Study the opium wars. It's mainline history. The Chinese were dumb enough to make drugs illegal, and the British said, we're taking over. And within 50 years, they had the whole country under their control by corrupting police, taking control of organized crime. All right, I said I'm going to your calls. See, I preface this. U.S. agents launder drug money report. French news agency. And this was in, again, New York Times yesterday. But, oh, they laundered the drug money and the drugs to track it, to understand it, it says. Citing unnamed current and former federal law enforcement, the newspaper said that agents primarily with the Drug Enforcement Agency have handled shipments of hundreds of thousands of dollars in illegal cash across borders. It said they did it to understand how the criminal operations move the money. Oh, they did it to understand. Oh, Satan consorted with demons in the pit of hell to learn how demons operate. Jeffrey Dahmer kidnapped children and tortured them and raped them to find out about serial killers. No, 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 no. Unbelievable. I mean, this is like in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And in the 20s during Prohibition, J. Edgar Hoover would go on radio and newsreels and then TV and say, there's no organized crime. It does not exist because they would only bust small people delivering bathtub gin and money that wasn't part of a larger gang. I mean, if you were trying to make your own whiskey or moonshine, and this is on record, and weren't laundering it through the Kennedys and the Capones and Bugsy Siegel and all the rest of them and the Rockefellers, they were the real kingpins over it all. Go research it. They would send police, the Untouchables. The Untouchables would come out to your shack and kill you. The ATF was the original whiskey regulators, going back to post-Civil War and the whiskey rebellion over the tax. The FBI and people and ATF, the whiskey regulators, they weren't coming and fighting gangsters. They'd come to your farm in the Depression if you were brewing whiskey to try to survive and sell it in the city. And they'd line you up and blow you and your entire family's heads off. Go research it. They'd line them up, Ma, Pa, everybody with a Tommy gun and just kill you. Yeah! That's the kind of country we live in. That's what you do by making liquor illegal. Three times the alcohol. Okay, I'm preaching here. Three times the alcohol use. Go research it. Don't believe me. Go look the numbers. Under prohibition, under 9.5 years of it. Totally corrupted the police, corrupted all. Organized crime exploded. And then at the end of that, they said, we got to make drugs illegal. We got to have something new here. All right. We've got that. Look at this. U.S. agents launder drug money report. See, it's all coming out. Been in the federal court cases forever, but it's coming out. Feds may give loans to IMF to help Eurozone paper. They've been giving their subsidiary banks in Europe. See, that whole headline out of Reuters is a headline. It's not the Fed. It's not federal. The name is a lie. May give loans to the IMF. It's not loans. It's zero or minus interest loans, which they then loan out at 20, 30, 40% to governments and individuals to help Eurozone. And the other lie is they've already been giving it to them. And they're not giving it to somebody else. They're giving it to themselves. I mean, how many lies can you get in a headline? One, two, three, four, five. There is at least six lies in that headline. Talk about a tissue, a fabric of fraud. This is what we live under. And the average person is helpless at that level of deception. How do you unravel something that is a complete lie? They're already doing it. The Federal Reserve is at federal. It's giving it to its own subsidiary. And it just goes on and on. Look at this article. I knew what was going to happen last week whenever it came out that the 85-year-old woman in a wheelchair was taken behind closed doors and strip searched. Had her clothes taken off. I knew they would come out and say it wasn't true, and they did. Then when pressed, they said, we don't call it a strip search. See, when they grab your genitals or they take you behind closed doors and strip you down, it's not sexual assault. It's not a strip search. And lo and behold, Lenora Zimmerman outrages TSA, denies it strip search, 85-year-old Long Island grandmother. And then there's another one here where other women, another elderly woman says she was exposed at the same airport, Kennedy Airport, where I had them, by the way, rob something out of my bag. I bought a couple little Tiffany things for my middle daughter. And they just opened up the packages and stole one of them. It's only worth about 80, 90 bucks, but they stole it. I mean, that's how America, and you know what, I knew not even to say anything. Because I'm a scum citizen. And if they want to steal a Tiffany silver teething ring, good for the babies to chew on silver, that's why I got it. If they want to do that, that's just a little added goody good. You see? I'm a scumbag. I'm not allowed. All right, I'm going to the police phone calls. I'm going to shut up now. The Iran situation's off the chart. They're threatening to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. It'll send oil conservatively $200 a barrel. You lack $7 a gallon? That's what you're going to get. U.S. sources now say Iran has missing U.S. drone after denying it. It's now admitted what we told you years ago, that the West blows stuff up every week in Iran. It's all admitted. It's just not on the news. That's now being admitted. We're going to get to that. It's all crazy. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. I appreciate you holding. Who's been holding the longest? Dale is a police officer in Illinois. Then we'll go to bunch of military people. Adam is a police officer in Michigan. We have a cop in Washington, police officer. We're going to get to all those, a bunch of military people. I'm going to go to you right now. I'm going to try to shut up, have you make your point, and then I'm going to go to the next person because you know how my brain works. I never shut up. Let's go ahead and talk to Dale in Illinois. Dale, welcome.
Hello, Alex. Hey, by the way, it's the Soviet Socialist Republic of Illinois. Anyway, that's what we call it. I'm a 26-year vet police officer. I'm not going to tell you where, but it doesn't really matter, but it's central Illinois. If it was up to us, we wouldn't have Chicago in the state, but it's not up to us. Long story short, we've got a bunch of guys that, we've got like a phone chain. If by some chance one of us is at the station and or let's say if I'm at the station, we get the guy in the suit comes in and says, you're going to do this, that, and the other. One phone call from me generates probably about 35 phone calls in about 30 seconds, you know. As far as firearms are concerned, if you're going to buy them, learn to use them. it ain't going to do you a bit of good to have a pistol sitting there or a rifle or whatever, because all that's going to do is get you in trouble.
I agree with you. Let me ask you a question, Dale, again, a police officer from Illinois. Is anybody that you're talking to concerned about them saying, we're going to use the military, we're going to put TSA on the streets, they're now doing it, we're going to have telescreens everywhere saying, spy on your neighbors? It's like they went and got a dystopic science fiction movie and said, let's make it reality. It's like 1984 on steroids, and we're going to allow citizens to disappear into black holes. Have police realized that once that starts, it doesn't give people any recourse but to absolutely resist? I mean, are police realizing how the globalists are trying to escalate a civil war on purpose?
Younger guys do. Younger guys have got no clue. I have a lot. I don't know. You know, it's generational. I'm 60 years old, and I've seen a lot. And the younger kids, we're trying to educate them. From what I've seen, we've been making some ground. Matter of fact, I had a rookie in the other day, and I sat him down and I said, hey, if Bill Blow shows up at the station with a suit and the chief brings us in and says, we're going to go down this block and we're going to do a checklist and see who has firearms, so on and so forth. What are you going to do? And he says, I'm not going to do it. I said, good. You know, and the other kid that I talked
to. The thing
about,
is, you don't even have to tell him no unless you want to. You can just go and say, everybody was gone, or my car broke down. I mean, you just don't have to follow unconstitutional orders.
I agree with you, but it's time for us guys in the blue and the brown and, you know, because our deputies wear brown, but the blue and the brown and the khaki green that the state police wear started standing up and telling the feds, not only no, but hell no. We've got a 10th Amendment in the state, or in the United States, supposedly, that says we do have states' rights, but that's been trounced on so bad that it's ridiculous. Matter of fact, it's been trounced on right now so bad it was like it was prior to the Civil War.
Oh, it is. I mean, they've gotten. In fact, it was Illinois where we got the documents and had, with his voice disguised, a in the town he's in. It wasn't called a mayor. The head selectman, whatever you call it. We had him on, and the feds came in and said, "You have to armor the police station, and you have to get ready because the veterans will attack you with improvised explosive devices, and it is coming, and the flu's coming, and we'll kill millions, and Chicago will implode." And the point is that they're just trying to get the police ready for war with the people. Have you had similar attempted brainwashing go on in your area?
They tried, but downstate is a little bit different than it is in the Chicago area. They've tried. Now, after 9/11, we hardened the station. That did happen. And they did that all over the place. You know, put the little blockades in front of the station, so on and so forth, so you couldn't drive a car to it and stuff. But their big fear is not so much, and they're trying to twist it a little bit, Alex. Their big fear is that when the state and or the federal government says we're broke and you're not going to get your state aid, your food stamps, so on and so forth, of major riots starting and it escalating.
No, but that's true, and the banksters engineer it, and then I'll even be in Austin begging for the military if a group of people are coming towards me burning things. But again, that won't happen here because we have guns. Where it is going to happen is Chicago, New York, and L.A. I mean, those are places to get out of.
Yep. I do have a comment for you, though, real quick.
Sure, go ahead.
Thinking about it. The day you run into trouble, you need to put something up on your website that you need help. And believe me, my friend, I know some people will be down there in a heartbeat.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate your call. God bless you, Dale. Good talking to you. We have to remember why the media shows all the police brutality videos and everything, because they're trying to turn us all against each other. And they're trying to hold up corrupt police as the example so that we can have a war with each other. We do not need to do this, and that's putting it lightly. Okay, who's up next here? Let's go to Mark, a police officer in Washington, then Adam, police officer in Michigan, then we'll get to a military man. Mark is military and others. Mark, you're on the air from Washington. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. How are you, Alex?
Oh, I'm pretty upset. Everything's unfolding like we thought it would.
Well, I enjoy your radio program. I've been listening for about a year. I called in several months ago and talked to you in length. I enjoyed our conversation, but I wanted to make a point. I spent time with a buddy of mine that's an officer in the Marine Corps, and we were having dinner, and I said, hey, if the United States government wants the Second Amendment pulled and they're going to start taking guns away, and are you guys willing to do it? And he said, yeah, we're ordered to do it. We're going to do it. And I said, well, what if Americans try to defend themselves? And he says, well, hey, if they're going to shoot at us, you know, it's about the buddy next to us. You know, we're going to take care of business. And I said, well, what is your opinion on, you know, doing police actions in law enforcement? He goes, well, we're already trained for it. He says, I think it's actually a good idea. And I said, well, you know what? I said, there's clearly a separation between police and military. I said, you know, when you guys clear a building, you guys throw in a couple grenades and go in, take care of business. I said, well, we don't look at the building search the same way, and it's the same way with police work. You know, we...
Tell you what, stay there. Yeah. Listen, folks, and it's going to end up happening probably. When the military starts killing people, you guys, this is not like you're fighting a bunch of malnourished Iraqis. I mean, it is going to be really bad. For every U.S. citizen you kill, you're going to have 100 veterans coming after you. I mean, it's going to be like moose hunting season. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Pustavsky shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round, how to grow extremely nutrient-dense food, and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we're talking to Mark, and we're going to go to Adam, military man, and another Mark. who are military. But listen, I've got a lot of family in the military, and I've got a lot of other contacts, and we've been to the drills. I've got the footage. The Marines especially, I hear some Marines calling and say, we'll never do it. And I've been to the drills where they train to kill Americans and admit it. And I mean unarmed Americans. And let's all be honest, the Marines are sent overseas and kill everybody in villages they go into. I mean, every once in a while they prosecute people for a massacre or something. If the Marines rape some 15-year-old girl and then kill them, they go to prison for it. But if they just kill everybody, then they get a medal for it. I mean, that's come out in the news. So it's kind of a schizophrenic type deal. When it comes out, they get in trouble. But you cannot criticize the Germans with this attitude because they said, hey, I'm ordered to take guns and arrest people. I'm going to do it. And that's what they did, release the military on the Germans and the countries they invaded. It's 101 for North Korea, every other dictatorship, every other corrupt system. And I tell you, Mark, I tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. If I had a friend like that saying, I'll take guns, I'll kill Americans, that's not the type of friend I want just because, Mark, when the time comes, he'd probably come to your house and kill you if somebody told him to. I mean, it is a type of moral cowardice that really makes me sick. Perhaps your friend Mark is also very ignorant. We were all once dumb as dirt, but I can't imagine being an officer in the Marine Corps who's sworn an oath, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, the military code, because I know it's still taught, even just a few years ago, that you're not supposed to do that. Go ahead and finish up, Mark. I appreciate you calling.
No, so, he's highly educated. He's got a master's degree, but it'd have to be in a situation like, some kind of terrorist attack or something like that, you know, that we talked about isn't just going to go in and kick doors and take people's guns. But I want to make another point. I'm pro-military. My friend and I have been friends for a long time. We've gone to college together. But the point I want to make is it makes sense that the Congress and Senate want to get this bill passed to have the military on the streets because they know that seasoned police officers like myself are not going to violate people's rights, and we are not going to put the boots to American citizens. So it makes sense for them to have military personnel, especially hiring young police officers who've just come out of the military who are combat hardened. Look, these guys don't have a problem taking care of business. We had a shooting in a town several months ago, and a guy came out with a gun, and they took care of business. But one of the officers that was put on administrative leave, because that's normal when we get involved in police shooting, didn't understand why he had to be taken off the street for 3 weeks, because in Iraq, when they're at war and they kill somebody, they move on, and he wanted to get back to work. And those are the kind of people that police departments in bigger cities are hiring because they
exactly.
Are
we got internal memos in Texas where they said, don't let anybody know this, but we're only hiring state police now who are former combat vets. The younger, the better. This is an internal memo. We published it, did a report on it a few months ago, which is discriminatory. But again, military kills people, breaks things, occupies. And that's what's so incredibly off the charts. And you're absolutely right. Plus, they don't understand that how illegal this is. So it's crazy. And of course, they're going to give your friend some psyop reason this is being done. You're absolutely right. Amazing call. Anything else you needed to add, Mark?
I just want to say that, listen, that people need to understand the majority of the police in this country were decent.
I tell you what, this is too important. Stay there. 1 minute break. We're going to come back, and then I promise I'm going to get to Adam, military man, Mark, and others. But Mark in Washington State, stay there.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.